From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, November 13, 2015. I'm Philip Grant. Jim Plank is reporting in the Daily Mail that Democrat Doreen Davis of Palinville has defeated incumbent Catskill Supervisor Republican Joseph Leggio, also of Palinville, by 8 votes, according to the Greene County Board of Elections. The results were announced on Thursday, November the 12th, after the absentee and affidavit ballots were counted. Davis expressed her appreciation to supporters and all voters as well. She said, and I quote, "My sincere thanks. It's a privilege to be asked to serve," end quote. Davis also extended her thanks to Leggio for the tone of the campaign. She said, and I quote, "It was a very respectful campaign. So I thank Joe for the type of campaign he ran and also for the years that he served the town of Catskill," end quote. The results of the absentee ballot count for the Greene County Legislature District 1 race were also reported on Thursday, and the election night results remained unchanged. The 4 candidates chosen to represent Catskill at the county level were Republicans Michael Lovera, Linda Overbach, and Michael Bulich, and Democrat Kevin Lennon. The Republicans will hold a 9-5 majority when the new term begins on January 1st. Republicans now hold an 8-6 majority. You can read both stories in the Daily Mail. Gail Heinzen is reporting in the Chatham Courier that the new Lebanon Town Board recently voted to increase the salary of the town supervisor by nearly 300% next year and eliminated the town bookkeeper position as well. The move came during public deliberation on the town's 2016 budget. A comment at the Chatham Courier website by Johanna Smith provided some insight into the board's decision. The bookkeeper was identified as outgoing supervisor Mike Benson's confidential secretary. Benson lost his bid for re-election earlier this month to town clerk Colleen Teal. At the budget meeting, the board also voted to maintain funding of the fire department at the same level as the past 4 years and to select the gold health insurance contract for town employees, notwithstanding a 15% increase in the cost of premiums next year. The board also opted to use less of the town's fund balance than recommended by Benson. The contentious meeting adjourned to executive session to discuss pending litigation. You can read that full story in the Chatham Courier. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star that ash trees in the city of Hudson could be in trouble if they are not watched closely, say members of the city's Conservation Advisory Council. The city lies in a quarantine zone for the emerald ash borer. The ash borer has killed tens of millions of trees in the United States since it was first discovered near Detroit in 2002. Hudson and Greenport are the northeastern edge of the quarantine area for the pest. Germantown, Claremont, and part of Livingston are within the infested core area, which includes Catskill and parts of Athens, Hunter, and beyond. Conservation Advisory Council member Holly Gardner said the council now has plans to put together an emerald ash borer task force. The task force will monitor the public ash trees and identify other ash trees on private property. An information session is planned for the spring, and the group is also seeking funding for treatments to kill the infestation should it occur. Gardner said people buying or selling firewood need to be cautious about providing free transportation for the pest. Gardner said, and I quote, "If it's not heat treated, be careful where you're moving it," end quote. Anyone in Hudson interested in being emerald ash borer monitors are asked to contact the Conservation Advisory Council through City Hall. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Kenneth Crow II is reporting in the Albany Times-Union that the Rensselaer County Legislature will vote on a proposed law that will make it more expensive for Kinder Morgan to build its proposed pipeline at a special meeting on November the 23rd. This will be the 4th bill before the county legislature to protect drinking water through regulating blasting, all because of the planned Northeast Energy Direct Pipeline. Legislature Chairman Stan Brownwell, Republican of Hoosick, said, and I quote, "I appreciate and applaud the ability of the residents for sending a message. This pipeline is not wanted," end quote. The report says the legislation would, and I quote, "require testing of drinking water within a 1-mile radius of a blasting site, a 2-mile radius around federal Superfund sites," which addresses the Dewey LaFell site in Nassau, "set standards for testing groundwater used for drinking water, has no sunset clause, and allows municipalities in the county to opt in or out of coverage by the law." The pipeline is planned to carry fracked natural gas near the town of Scodak and Nassau from Albany County and into Massachusetts. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. Finally, Rick Carlin is reporting at Capital Confidential that Steve McLaughlin, the current assembly member for the 107th District, won't run to fill Chris Gibson, the Republican of Kinderhook's seat in Washington, D.C., for the 19th Congressional District. McLaughlin cited family reasons and said he was concerned about the turnout and the National Republican Party's support for a 2016 election with Hillary Clinton at the top of the Democratic ticket. You can read that full story at Capital Confidential. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for today, Friday, November the 13th. Gusty westerly winds will develop through the day and continue into the evening. Wind gusts of up to 45 miles an hour are expected. For today, the National Weather Service is predicting isolated showers after 10 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a temperature high near 56 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Friday night, isolated showers before 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 35 degrees. Chance of precipitation for tonight is 20%. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday it will be partly sunny with a temperature high near 46 degrees. For Saturday night, partly cloudy with a low around 29. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 54 degrees. Sunday night, partly cloudy with a low around 34. Sunrise today was at 6:44 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:35 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 51 minutes of daylight. That's 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 13th day of November 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Graham. Have a good day and a nice weekend.